702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam, a happy Friday to you. Let's talk now. Joe Biden.
Happy Friday.
Joe Biden now finally wagging a very strong finger at Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, it does feel like it took a lot, didn't it? But we know there's been this phone call between Joe Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu. And in it, the American president warned Israel they must take steps to prevent civilian harm and humanitarian suffering if they want to maintain U.S. support. We don't know if it was spelt out any more detail than that. But U.S. support, of course, amounts to about 70% of Israel's weapons and ammunition. And it is, I believe, against international law to deliberately supply arms and munitions to a country that is using them to break international law. It's an aiding and abetting thing, I guess. So at this stage, the bullets, the missiles, the other things that have been used by Israel, and many people feel that they are committing war crimes in all sorts of ways, they are coming from other countries, and the United States in particular. So the UK is already under pressure. The Prime Minister here is being told by 600 legal and academic experts in an open letter, stop, at least temporarily stop, sales of arms and other things to Israel. We know that already Belgium, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Canada, and Japan have all suspended military support for Israel. There are all kinds of other supports as well. McDonald's, for instance, is selling its restaurants in Israel because it's been under pressure over them. But it's not so specific that the US is going to withhold its $4 billion worth of military support. But the waggy finger at least is something, isn't it?
So it's also that pesky little matter before the International Court of Justice about a possible genocide. Let's talk now, Adam. The first, well, it's a transplant first, is it not? A pig's kidney in a human.
Yes, although specifically a genetically modified kidney transplant from a pig. This is the first. There have been pig organ transplants before. The compatibility thing is always the issue. It's hard enough human to human, but pig to human. So what they did in this extraordinary experiment, this is at the Massachusetts General Hospital in the United States, they removed the harmful pig genes and replaced them with human genes so they would be more compatible. This has happened with a guy called Rick Slayman, 62 years of age. He was suffering end-stage kidney disease. But as a result of this, he's now home and recovering well. They believe that the kidney has bedded in. There's no need for dialysis, et cetera, et cetera. So the scientists involved in Massachusetts have called it an historic milestone in the field of transplantation. And Rick Slayman has said it's one of the happiest moments of his life to have his new kidney. I wonder if he said that whilst tucking into a bacon sandwich and eating a hot dog. Maybe not.
Adam Gilchrist will have to leave it on that porky note.